Opening speech.
Mr. Returning Officer, we have our issues with you that we'll be taking up on another day. It would be churlish, however, to deny your staff my gratitude for all the hard work that they've done during the day and here at the count this evening. And my thanks too to the police, who kept order in a splendid way and ensured that the people of Bradford West could speak, and how they have spoken. I thank the other candidates in this election, and I wish them good fortune on other occasions. This, the most sensational result in British by-election history, bar none, represents the Bradford Spring. This is an uprising amongst thousands of people, many of them young people never involved in the political process before, who have demonstrated in this mammoth majority, this mammoth vote, a total rejection of the three major parties on the British political scene. I care nothing for the Conservatives or the Liberal Democrats. I wish them political perdition. But I do care about the Labour Party, in which I served for 37 years, for 18 of which as a Labour Member of Parliament. And I want to, through this medium and through this result, appeal to the Labour Party to turn away and break decisively from the path of treason set for them by Tony Blair almost 20 years ago, and from which they have not properly resiled. They must stop taking their supporters for granted. They must stop imagining that working people and poor people have no option but to support them if they hate the Tories and the Lib Dem coalition partners. They have to stop supporting illegal, bloody, costly foreign wars, because one of the reasons why they were so decisively defeated this evening was because the public do not believe that they have atoned for their role in the invasion and occupation of other people's countries and the drowning of those countries in blood. So I appeal to the Labour Party to be a Labour Party again, to unite the coalition they once had and of which I was once part. That's the way to really defeat the Tories and the Liberal Democrats. I want, lastly, if I may, to thank my team of hundreds of activists under experienced leadership, particularly Naveed Hussain, a former Labour agent until just a few weeks ago, but who, in their overwhelming numbers, were new to politics and new to campaigning. I promise you they're not going to go away. I promise you that at the local elections, Mr. Greenwood, we'll be fighting those elections to win, and not just in Bradford either. Respect is here to stay, because the people of Bradford deserve respect, and they have voted for it this evening. I dedicate this victory to the late Muhammad Abubakar Rauf, our young campaigner, 28 years old, who died in the Mumtaz restaurant car park whilst campaigning for me, and whom I visited on his trolley as he lay dead, still wearing my rosette and his pockets still filled with my leaflets. May God have mercy upon his soul. We will never forget him or his wife, Kauzar, or his baby daughter, Arabia. Thank you very much indeed.
Okay.